Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Normally, and coming out here and playing and competing and doing well. So all those guys are going to have an impact on our football team, hopefully.
Jay Gruden, after yesterday's preseason finale, Redskins get a 13-10 win, finish the preseason 2-2. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. He was asked about his rookie class. Jonathan Allen's going to play a ton on the defensive line. Ryan Anderson hasn't played since preseason game one, has a lingering stinger that is both worrisome but not expected to be a big deal. Fabian Moreau at corner looks like a baller.
Yes, he does.
From UCLA, a guy that would have gone a much higher if not for an injury, and he's healthy, and it looks like that might be a steal. Samaje Perine in the fourth round had one banner performance against Green Bay. Really looked like a guy that could help you at running back at times this preseason. Monte Nicholson, drafted in the fourth round out of Michigan State, the safety, is going to be on the roster. He was injured for the first half of the preseason. We didn't see a lot of him, but they're high on him. Jeremy Sprinkle, the huge tight end from Arkansas, caught a ball going down the sideline last night.
A little rumbling afterwards. I liked it.
He's massive.
He's a big man.
If that guy can't block, that's going to be a disgrace because he's just so huge. And he can catch the football in the open field a little bit. Danny Ruye at center, who was picked number 199 in round six. Chase Ruye from
Cousin
Wyoming.
Chase
started a preseason game in the dress rehearsal.
He'll probably start game one, it looks like, right? Unless Spencer Long is miraculously recovered in the next several days.
Robert Davis in the sixth round, pick 209, Georgia State. I didn't see enough from him. He's not going to be on the active roster. He'll probably be on the practice squad. Josh Harvey Clemens had a pick six last night. He was drafted as a safety out of Louisville. They're playing him at inside linebacker. He's a huge, tall, thin guy that doesn't look like a linebacker, but he has shown a bunch this preseason.
He was all over the field last night.
Yeah, good tackler, open field, good athlete, dropping into coverage. You saw the interception and the return with some not only ball skills, as someone was trying to break up the pass and he still corralled it, but also running after the reception like a receiver. And then the last pick they made was Joshua Holsey, who's had a couple surgeries to overcome on his knee. The defensive back was taken 235th overall in round seven out of Auburn. We both think that guy should be on the 53-man roster.
He'd make mine. I don't know how I would do the math, but he'd be on my team.
I wouldn't have him on, unfortunately, but I think that he's earned it. I think he's one of their 53 best players. I just don't want to cut a guy like Chris Carter, and I think now because of the Phil Taylor injury, I've got to keep an extra D lineman. So he's the odd man out. But, Mando, I hope I can get him to the P squad as well. So that's the rookie class. We're asking you who impressed you last night at 800-636-1067. I want to hear what Jay Gruden said on what he thought of some of the guys that were fighting and what he learned about some of the players that were having to play as much as they did in last night's game.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just love their effort, man, and their passion for the game. You know, the guys who weren't playing were involved in the game. The guys that were playing were just competing at a very high level. I mean, defensively, playing their tails off. So kind of felt that already, but people who say this is a meaningless game should watch that film, especially our defense.
Wasn't meaningless for the guys on the field. Let's go to Daryl and Clifton on the Fan. What's up, Daryl?
Daryl, what's up, bud?
What's up, man? Coleslaw is a beautiful thing, Grant. You know not what you speak of, sir. But
Coleslaw,
hey,
stinks.
Man, I want to tell you, Josh Harvey Clemens is a stud. He's a playmaker. Now, I'll tell you this. Got him in the seventh round. He would have gone much, much higher if he didn't have off-the-field issues with weed when he was in college. That was the problem. He was almost out of college football, but you know, he found a defensive coordinator that coached him, that believed in him, took him along to Louisville. With that being said, he's been compared to Cam Chancellor. He's a little smallish on the lower body, but 6'4", he runs a 4'4", you know, 40. He's our future strong safety. I don't think it's Sua Cravens. I mean, you have to have somebody like a Josh Harvey Clemens, who is a natural playmaker, I think is going to be a much better player than Cravens, and it would be a huge mistake if we let him walk.
Just reading his
overview
from pre-draft on NFL.com. Two suspensions for failed marijuana tests led to Harvey Clemens' dismissal from Georgia. In the end, may have worked out for the best as he was able to transfer to Louisville to join his defensive coordinator. That was Todd Grantham. His career in Athens started off well. Number one outside linebacker recruit in the country. 14 tackles in a reserve role. Started 11 games as a sophomore at Georgia. Made 66 stops. Had an interception. He was suspended for the opener due to rule violations with the weed. Was then not available to play in the team's bowl game. Harvey Clemens then sat out 2014, transferred. That's when he went to Louisville, got honorable mention all-ACC with 88 tackles, 2 for loss, 3 picks, 6 pass breakups, second-team all-conference pick this fall, despite missing two games due to injury, made over 60 tackles, had a couple sacks, and four in the backfield.
I don't know what he is exactly. I don't know that they know yet, because he's very tweeny. I mean, that's kind of the new hotness in the NFL.
I just love his range. He's so long, and he moves fluidly side to side. He's just limmy.
They don't make 6'4 guys that often that are built that way that have natural positions on defense. He's in between. Now, back in the Dizay, when I was a child, that mattered. You couldn't do one or the other. You had to be a certain body type. You know, strong safeties are built like Sam Shade, your wrecking ball. Linebackers are built this way.
Good pull on Sam Shade.
In the new era that we're in now, where everybody's in sub packages and everything else, you could sort of work a guy like this as a nickel linebacker or sometime safety. I don't know what he is just yet. I know this. I like this. I like what I see. I like that our guy is unique. I would love to have him on the practice squad. A couple years of hardcore lifting. Get him in the 230 range instead of 218, 220, and then see what happens. I'm a Harvey Clemens guy. I just don't know that it's going
to
work.
Let's go to Mark in Ashburn. Mark, who impressed you last night? What'd you think?
Hey, Grant and Danny.
Hey, Bob.
Big listener of your show. I'm an Uber driver, so I listen to it religiously.
Nice, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so actually, Grant, you hit on the two that I was going to mention. Robert Davis, I've been very impressed with throughout the whole preseason. But the one that I really would like to see make the roster is Jeremy Sprinkle. I think he's been impressive. He's a big guy. He's got great hands. And I heard a rumor that they might look at trading off Carrier.
Yeah.
So I thought that would give him a shot to make the roster. What do you think?
I got Sprinkle in. I actually would lock him in right now. I will be shocked if he doesn't make the team. I got four tight ends. I've thought since day one of the season they'll have four tight ends because they can put Niles Paul as a fullback and
exactly.
List him that way. So the tight ends are going to be number one, Jordan Reed, number two, Vernon Davis, number three, Niles Paul, number four, Jeremy Sprinkle, which means what happens to Derek Carrier? Derek Carrier is an NFL tight end. He just is.
Yeah.
The question becomes, and by the way, if Sprinkle wasn't a draft pick, it wouldn't be as much a lock that he's going to be here. But you don't draft a guy in the mid rounds, have him perform the way he has, look the way he does, and then get rid of him. I think they move Carrier. I actually think you can get a deal done because he can play. So if you can get a 6th-round pick, a 7th-round pick for him, you do that. If not, my guess is he will be released. And it's not going to be because he didn't earn it. I think Derek Carrier will catch 15, 18 balls in the league this year.
He
is
somebody's
an NFL
tight end.
Football player.
As to Robert Davis, not enough yet. Now, I like the concept of the player. Like when I hear big receiver, good hands.
I love his size.
Project, at this point, coming from an offense that passed like 11 times.
He runs routes and looks to me in-game super raw.
Yeah. I mean, the last night there was a play down the sideline where not only was there no separation.
Correct.
But he's sort of right next to the sideline and just sort of didn't give any real estate to throw to. You just go, you just haven't done this before.
He basically ran into contact, and rather than trying to draw the penalty by running through it, like slowed down. That's the type of play. I'm glad right. You pointed that out. Exactly. When I watch, I go, this is a guy that's just not quite refined. He looks like a late-round pick, and maybe there's something in the future, but you don't have to have him on your 53-man
he's
right now.
He's the perfect practice squad candidate. I mean, literally perfect.
David in Alexandria, you're up.
Hey, David.
Hey, I would definitely say Nate Sudfeld and also Mac Brown. Brown, I think, is the best runner. He hits that hole. He doesn't dance. Piron, that guy's dancing in the hole. He's not as good as advertised. Love Mac Brown. And Sudfeld, did you see those sideline throws? He's like a young Todd Collins. I love that guy.
Todd Collins.
That's a great pull.
Funny. He is like a young Todd Collins because Todd Collins was never an NFL starter. So that's not a bad comp.
I like that bit.
Nate Sudfeld might be able to be a backup.
But
for
Piron, I don't know how you can make a judgment based on last night. Now, I understand his point that like I'd rather see better production. It felt like there was a dude in his face as he was handed the football every single there was a guy.
Same thing
in
we
the
said
backfield.
About Rob Kelly for a couple games. But let's stick with his point on Mac Brown, though, who ran 18 times for about 70 yards.
Brown was impressive to me.
Forearm shiver. Now he lost a fumble. Can't do that.
Right.
But he certainly helped himself last night. I tweeted after the game a list of guys that I thought were in better standing with the Redskins than when that game started. Mac Brown was on it. I had Maurice Harris, Josh Holsey, Matt Hazel, Nate Sudfeld, A.J. Francis, the nose tackle, Mac Brown, and Nico Marley. Those are the guys last night that I think probably best helped themselves that were on the roster bubble.
So for Brown's case, I think he's the best runner with the football that they have. You know what I mean? Like, where you hand the ball off to the running back.
Really?
I think he's their best one, but I don't care about that at all. If that makes any sense, because I think the running game's going to stink. I think it's going to be bad.
You think Mac Brown is a better ball carrier than anyone else on the roster?
I do, and I think he's a 2.5 compared to the other guys that are twos. I'm over the idea that this team's going to run the ball effectively. We're going to do what we've done each of the last couple years, which is be second and 10 and throw all day long. I care about the guys that can do the other stuff. Other guys do other stuff better than him.
We should talk about Matt Jones a little bit later today. He played and ran hard last night, but didn't do enough probably to warrant anybody giving anything up to trade for him.
Right.
So what do you do with Matt Jones? We can break down that running back spot later. We got an NFL agent who reps a few Redskins on to tell us just about the process. Tomorrow's cutdown day. How does that work around the league, and how does it work for his clients? So we'll do that coming up. It'll be an interesting conversation in a half hour. Next, the latest on Ezekiel Elliott. Might the NFL have overstepped their bounds? Got a new development that is pro player here. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.